When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Dan from Marysville is. Dan, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Dan is ready to rock. Steve, you've got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you choose to play along at home, Dan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Who is Mickey Mouse's dog?
Pluto.
Correct. What do plants produce through photosynthesis?
Pass.
In what decade did Formula One have its inaugural season?
30s.
No.
40s.
No.
60s.
No. In the film Gladiator, what country is Maximus from?
Repeat.
In the film Gladiator, what country is Maximus from?
Greece.
No.
England.
No.
Pass.
Which is the 6th planet from the sun?
Saturn.
Yes. Which world-changing communication invention was patented in the U.S. in 1876?
Repeat.
Which world-changing communication invention was patented in the U.S. in 1876?
Telephone.
Yes. Before pursuing music, what uniformed career was Eddie Money training for? Oh, Dan, you got 3 correct. Okay.
Boy, this is harder than I ever thought.
You know what? Guess what? The first time I played, I got 2.
All right.
Steve, how you doing? Welcome back. Are you ready?
All right.
Who is Mickey Mouse's dog?
Oh, Goofy.
No.
Yeah. D-A-W-G. That's his dog. Pluto.
Yes. What do planets produce through photosynthesis?
They produce light.
No.
Sugar.
No.
Honey.
No. In what decade did Formula One have its inaugural season?
What decade?
Yeah.
60s.
No.
50s.
Yes. In the film Gladiator, what country is Maximus from?
Rome.
No.
Oh. Greece?
No.
Tukwila.
No. Which is the 6th planet from the sun?
That would be Uranus, Saturn.
It would not be.
Saturn?
Yes.
Oh.
Which world-changing communication invention was patented in the U.S. in 1876?
Tinder.
No.
The phone.
Yes. Before pursuing music, what uniformed career was Eddie Money training for?
Police officer?
Yes.
Really?
Which Midwestern city was home to the first skyscraper?
That'd be Illinois. It's Chicago.
Correct. A camel is the hybrid offspring of a llama and what other animal?
Camel?
Yes. How many presidents are featured in the play Hamilton?
4.
No.
5.
No.
3.
Yes.
Too late.
It's too late, Steve, but you still got 7 correct, and that is a win, 7-3. Sorry, Dan.
You're a machine, Steve Miggs.
Oh, thank you, Dan. You have a great Monday.
I'm the best.
Steve's a freak.
I'm the best.
A little disappointed that you did not know that plants produce oxygen through photosynthesis.
Oxygen.
Allowing us to breathe.
Oh,
in the film
nice of them.
Gladiator, Maximus is from Spain. And that's a great movie, by the way.
You know, I've never seen Gladiator.
Me either.
What is happening?
I actually
both
was having
in trouble.
Over the weekend, I was having a conversation with somebody about that, like about movies, because he came up to me and was like, hey, dude, you got to watch The Princess Bride. And I was like, okay, I know I do. But now I've gotten to that point of no return where I just refuse to watch it because I know it gets a reaction. And Gladiator is kind of becoming that as well. Whenever I tell people I haven't seen Gladiator, they're like, how have you not seen Gladiator?
It is so good. I just kind of rewatched it recently when it was on TV, and it holds up. You should definitely watch it. Put it on the list, Steve.
All right, Danny, come on over today, and we'll watch Gladiator together.
I'm good.
Oh, he's busy.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a sweet feature through the Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message whenever you please, and we get messages on there every day. Some of them are quite interesting, Steve.
Yes. Somebody wants to talk Big Mac. Someone else, Barbie.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Metallica.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
It's always such a treat to find out what is on the minds of our listeners, Steve Mann.
Yes.
So you can leave us a voice message whenever you please through the Odyssey app, which is totally free to download for your smartphone. What is the situation today?
Let's find out.
Hello, Steve? Yeah, this is Hank Hill. Did you know Hulk Hogan died?
What? Sorry, we're not laughing at Hulk Hogan being dead. It's just, it still happened all weekend long. People were messaging me like, did you hear Hulk Hogan died?
Everyone thinks they're the one breaking the news to you.
I find it makes me happier now. The later it gets, the more of a smile I get on my face because of people. I'm like, that's awesome you thought of me, but also it's been like 5 days.
Yes.
We're going to be lowering the flag to half mast here at the propane and propane accessories.
That was pretty good.
Thanks, Hank Hill, for calling into the Daily Mix Show. Are you ready for our next one?
Yeah.
I just got done playing for 3.5 hours with my kid, and all she wanted to play was Barbie.
Oh.
I was about to say, did you hear that Hulk Hogan died? Is that badminton Barbie?
No.
I am so done with Barbies. Where are you guys? Is there any thing that your kid just insists on playing on for hours on end and you're just completely over it?
I mean, we played so much hide and seek yesterday that I was like, I am done hiding. I am done seeking. I just need a break. Because especially when you're like, you know, a larger person, you know, and you're like trying to get into like tiny spaces in your house, it's horrible.
It's like, yeah, Tatum sometimes be like, let's build a fort, Dad. Like, you did it on the way, some people over, and her and all the other kids, they built a fort. And it's cool because she was so proud to have Dad be a part of everything.
Oh,
and I'm
like,
I was the only adult that she was in, like, asking to be a part of it all. And I'm like, are you trolling me? Because I can't fit in this fort.
I also just like that you referred to yourself as an adult. Like, we must use that term very loosely around here.
I think I've earned adult status at this point. I'm not a kid in a home.
Just a kid at heart.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think anything that involves making a mess.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, kinetic sand.
Not as far as being an adult. I'm talking about playing with the kid.
We outlawed it. We outlawed kinetic sand in our house. I was like, we're done. And then somebody bought Barrett kinetic sand, and I was like, this has to go back. We are not doing kinetic sand anymore.
I think she saw it like on a YouTube show. I'm not exactly sure what is going on, but she's got like those dolls that you feed.
Oh, yeah.
And so she wants to feed it something other than water. So she creates like this like smoothie that's made out of markers that she just paint, like she just will color in toilet paper and then put it in water so it gets kind of mushy. And it's just like, it's just, by the end of it, both Sid and I are like, can we never play this again?
I'm over it.
It's just so disgusting. So, yeah, what about you, Danny?
Well, Lily's past the phase.
Of like Barbies?
Well, it's just like she's done playing for things for hours. But it used to be that way. And I'll tell you what it was. It was LOL dolls. I swear to God.
Oh, my
those
gosh.
Those LOL dolls, we would not. And it was just like, there's a different scenarios of, oh, this one hates this one. And this one loves this one. And let's put them in the dollhouse. And they're having a whole family. And it was just like, I swear to God, I'm going to throw all these LOL dolls outside in the trash can. And I just want to be done with them. Luckily, we are past that part.
The worst is when they come up with their own game and there's like new rules and like you think you figured it out and then you do something and she's like, no, Daddy, that's not how it works. I'm like, none of this actually really works.
No.
Like, this is a bad game.
And when we're playing like make-believe and things like that with trucks and stuff, if I like say the wrong thing, he will re-narrate it for me. Like, no, Mom, when I say this, then you have to say that. Okay, fine.
Yeah, like at this point, why don't I just get a mannequin? You can play with something. If I don't get to have my own flavor.
Right? He's shutting down all my creative energy.
Okay, one more voice message.
Well, I'm just seeing my first shot. Big Mac.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the hell is going on with this person?
I'm not the only one.
And I got to say, it's crazy that Taryn had never tried one of these. for. I guess it's the same for me, but I don't know. It makes me think if there's any other food that you haven't had before, or any like popular. You know what I mean?
Actually, no. We don't know what you mean.
Explain it more.
Is there any food that you haven't tried before besides the Big Mac, Taryn? Ed, what's your next venture?
Well, we know Whoppers.
I did a Whopper. Right. I have not. I still haven't had the Snack Wrap, which is back. I've never had a McRib, but I think that those are only like sometimes, right?
Yeah, they come like once a year.
I've never had a, what is it? What's the bacon one at Wendy's? Baconator? I've never had a Baconator. Oh,
get a triple Baconator.
A triple Baconator? Yeah. Does that have three meats?
It's like triple patties and then triple the amount of bacon. It's ridiculous.
That just sounds like a heart attack.
It's a terrible idea. The double Baconator is as good as you should get.
Okay. Is there any like vegetable on there or is it just meat?
Just bacon.
Oh, God. Over the weekend, I did something really stupid, and I am positive that someone out there can relate to this. Probably a lot of people. So I'm going to tell you what I did at 7:20. Well, it was totally unplanned, but over the weekend, I got myself a new cell phone, Steve, Miggs, and Danny.
I know. I've never laughed harder at someone's misfortune than I did over the weekend when your email. I'm not going to lie.
From my personal email?
It was just so funny because I'm just looking through my phone and the subject wasn't even just like phone or something along those lines. This was the subject that you emailed to me and Danny. Steve and Danny, my phone fell in Lake Kavanaugh.
It did. It's still down there.
I don't even need to read the rest of this. This is the greatest email ever.
Well, one of my girlfriends, her family's, she has this really cool old cabin that's been in the family since the 1950s, and we try to go up every year. And this year I got to bring Barrett for the first time, and we had a bunch of kids hanging out, everybody swimming in the lake, having a great time. And then we decide that we're going to go on a little boat cruise before dinner. So I hand my phone to my girlfriend to take a picture of Barrett and I at the end of the dock because we're just having such a great mother-son day. We get into the boat after that, and I reach for my phone to look at the photo, and I can't find my phone. I reach in all of my pockets. It's not there. So I don't know if I attempted to slip it in my pocket, and it fell into the lake, or if I knocked it out somehow, but it's just gone.
So you didn't hear it, like, splash into the water?
Nope, nothing like that. I mean, there's you know, power boats going around. It's a loud, fun lake. So I heard nothing. And then we tried to call it, and it went straight to voicemail. Blah, 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 just like that.
Okay, I thought it made the sound.
It did not make that sound.
A fish answered, hey, what's up?
But then, you know, I was a swimmer. I'm a pretty strong swimmer, so I thought, you know, I'll just dive down and see if I can find it. It's got to be right near.
How deep is the water over there?
It was probably like 10 to 12 feet.
Did you have goggles?
I did. I borrowed some child's goggles. The rest of them went on the boat and took Barrett out on the boat for a little boat cruise, and I just started diving down.
Okay, before you answer this question, Danny, how many drinks do you think Taryn Daly had before this happened?
Ooh, I'm going to go six.
Six drinks. I'm thinking maybe three glasses of wine.
You know what, guys? You're both wrong. It was two seltzers. Regular size.
At least I knew you were not dry.
No. So I'm diving down with another one of the, with another adult there, going down. It's so murky and so dark. Mm-hmm. There was no chance we were finding it. And I'm hoping maybe something will start shining or shimmering. And hey, there's my phone case. No such
thing. It would have been funny if you're like, hey, call us so you can see if like it lights up underwater and see if you can find it that way.
And I tried so many times to the point where now my ears are getting like, you know, full of water. Yeah. And my head is hurting. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. This phone is dead. And so then yesterday I got to spend a little time at the Verizon store getting a new phone.
And sadly, you did not join the iPhone club.
No.
Why not?
This was
your opportunity.
You know what the funny thing is, guys? I considered it for like a second, and then I was like, what are you thinking, Taryn?
So that sweet picture that you took with Barrett, are you going to be able to retrieve that picture on your Android phone?
They said no, because they said it's typically like a 2-day window of backing it up or something like that. They said there's a chance it might come through, but that picture was taken literally 15 seconds before my phone went to the bottom of the lake.
It would have been in the cloud.
I mean, I do have a cloud. It's not in there.
Okay.
It's not in there.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, can you top that story? My phone swimming at the bottom of Lake Kavanaugh. What happened to your phone? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. We're going to take those calls after Nirvana. Inspired by my phone ending up at the bottom of Lake Kavanaugh over the weekend, we want to know what happened to your phone. Can you top my story? Call 206-803-ROCK. Migs, someone on hold had their phone stolen by a girl.
What?
We're going to get that story in just a second.
That's messed
up. First, Stuart from Cedro Woolley, what happened to your phone?
I was on a hike in the Mount Philchuck area, and you had to cross a river on top of a big log. There was an awesome view of Mount Philchuck up the valley, right in the middle of the river. I took the picture, accidentally knocked the phone out of my hand. It went about 10 feet down into the water, which was maybe 12 to 15 foot deep. And it was super clear water, so you could see the phone light up, and I had to get a big stick and wade out into the river, and I scooped it to the side of the river and ended up pulling the phone out. I let it dry out and used that phone for another 2 years.
Oh, that's Woo! Awesome.
It was probably an Android, wasn't it?
Absolutely it was.
Oh, yeah, shut up. Hang up right. on this man. That's a lie. Android propaganda at its best.
206-803-ROCK. Doc, you're in Bothell. What happened to your phone?
Well, like I was telling you, phone screener, I was partying with this girl, and we were doing some, we were tweaking, and ended up going to the casino, and I don't know if I set it down or whatever, but she ended up taking that and my wallet. I don't know how she got my wallet, but it took me about a day and a half to get it back, and then she acted like it was my fault.
Was her name Methany?
No.
It was Elizabeth.
Actually, I can't even remember her name. We'll just call her Karen. How about we call her Karen?
How about it? I like how you're like, I don't know how she did it, but you started the sentence with, we were tweaking. I think that's how she pulled it off.
Yes. Well, let me tell you something. Hey, Steve, now you know me. We're from the Drunken Idol days. And I was telling you, phone screener, all my stories start with, I was drinking Ann, or I was tweaking Ann, and then from there it just goes downhill, so...
Doc, the Drunken Idol escapades were one of the most regretful decisions that we ever made doing radio.
Tell me what the Drunken Idol was.
So we decided when we were working, this is when I'm working at K-Rock, which is now Jack, but we were working there and we're like, this will be fun. We'll get people to show up to the studios, get drunk, and have them sing. Instead of American Idol, it's Drunken Idol. Well, we didn't really... factor in was that we were bringing in people to get drunk early in the morning, and the chaos that would happen when the microphones were off were bonkers. Like, we almost lost our jobs from it because one person got wasted. It might have been Doc. Try to get to the bathroom to, you know, get it out of their system.
No.
Release the demons. Ended up hurling all over some salesperson's, like, fancy-ass jacket. Oh. Then we had to pay, like, a ridiculous amount of money to have it dry cleaned. The bosses were all pissed at us. So what do? We come back with another stunt that we called This Drunk House, where we had people get drunk and build things. And then they shut down us bringing drunk people into the studios.
Sounds like you guys were just full of great ideas.
I mean, great is a stretch for a term.
206-803-ROCK, what happened to your phone?
Someone texted in and said, I dropped my phone in a porta potty at Watershed at the Gorge. I stared at it, thought about it, then just said goodbye and walked away.
No chance.
There's not a chance in hell I would fish that out of it. Even if it was a brand new porta potty.
Uh-uh.
You know what's funny is I was thinking that when we went to Bad Religion and Dropkick Murphy, because they were like kind of nice porta potties down at the Dune Peninsula.
They were
Peninsula.
Pretty nice.
But I was like, I was looking as I was peeing, and I was like, man, if I know, there's absolutely no, I keep my phone like locked away in my backpack. I do not even try to pull it out in any kind of porta potty.
I agree with you. It's just, that's the worst place to drop a phone.
No.
Or your keys.
Anything. I don't even want to be standing in a porta potty, let alone drop something in a porta potty.
I can only imagine how many cell phones, though, maybe somebody, you know, that works in that industry has had to retrieve.
How about this one? I was trying to take a selfie on a roller coaster. The phone yeeted itself midstream and ended up landing somewhere I could never find it, though.
Oh, no.
Another person lost theirs at a Seahawks game. I went back to my seats before we left to see if I could find it, and I did. It must have fell out of my pocket while walking down a row. It ended up in a tray of nachos under the seat in the row in front of us.
It was just hungry. It just wanted a little snacky snack.
Just need some nachos. I think at that point, yeah, you could clean it off.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody texted in and said, my toddler flushed my phone successfully. The plumber said it made it all the way into the pipes. Must have been one of those dinner phones.
I have one that I wonder if Taryn has done before, too. Okay. And it was one time we were at a bar. Hanging out with a friend, and I was just had my phone. I don't remember what I was doing, but something, and I just dropped it, fell straight in my beer.
Oh no! In like a pint glass?
In a pint glass of beer. I mean, it was like, it was before like iPhones were huge. I don't even think it was an iPhone, to be honest with you. This is like in college.
So this is before iPhones could kind of withstand a little bit of water.
Yeah, and I think it was a flip phone, and it completely just shorted out.
No.
And I was like, ha. I tried to pull it out, tried to dry it off, do the rice thing.
I was going to say, did you try the rice tactic?
It did not work. Had to get a new phone.
And you're not supposed to use a cooked bowl of rice, though.
Just for dry.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think you could beat Steve Migs? If so, call 206-803-ROCK. And hopefully you were tuned in to the cheat sheet yesterday, or not yesterday, Friday at 540, when we gave out three of the correct answers to the upcoming game. We will play Beat Migs at 750.